Kamilu Tabayu, Baruch Ato, Peroiv Hadois, Permar Bisoidois, Roiv Hadois means you give us a lot that we should thank you for. And Okeel, Shelkol Hadois, Mashma. And Okeel Hadois means for everything. O Metchilo Hoye Mashma, Roiv, Mamish, Vuloy Merubais. At the beginning, they thought the word Roiv means just most and not a lot. Abu Kumai came be Ishtabach, Kel Melagodel Batishbachois, Kel Hadois, Ben Pirav. The kids, even Roy for Dois doesn't just mean most. It just means a lot. You give us a lot to thank you. And then we say Kelhoi Dois. We say both. Both together shows that we're not just saying most of the thanks, but rather Roy for Dois means a lot. And then Kelhoi Dois, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was a lot to thank you for. Omer Rabbi Yavua, Godu Yoyim HaGeshomim. The day that we have rain is so great to us, Mitchias HaMesim. It's even greater than the day that there'll be a Tchias HaMesim. So usually Mefarshim say Godel means that how much we could see the Yad Hashem. Like really, if you're a farmer and you're waiting for the rain and it didn't come rain and you're afraid you're going to have no crop this year, and all of a sudden it starts to rain, like you see clearly that's the Yad Hashem. You see clearly Hashem is the one that comes from the Shemayim. You see clearly that Hashem is the one that gives us the rain, that it comes down in the Shemayim. So the inyan to see Hashem is greater in the fact rain comes down more than it'll be to see Hashem by the Tchias HaMesim. Geshem comes down now, Hashem supports like the whole world. Even the Rishoyim also benefit from the Geshem. So we see the tremendous Yad of Hashem when the Geshem, the rain comes down. Moses, a plea to Rabbi Yosef. He argues on Rabbi Yosef. The Yom Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not greater, it's equal. It's equal rain. The rain coming down is equal to the inyan that Hashem will make a tchias ha-mesim, make the mesim come alive again. It's kavua b'tchias ha-mesim. Therefore, we say the bracha ma'aseh bracha marad hagoshem. We say this occurring in the bracha of mechayeh ha-mesim. In the second bracha of Shemon Esrei, that's what we mention ma'aseh bracha marad hagoshem. We mention the inyan of geshem in this bracha of tchias ha-mesim. Because it's shkula, they're equal. It means equal means that you see the Yad Hashem equally through both of them. Omer Rav Yudah says, Godu Yoyim HaGeshomim Ki Yoyim Shenitnu B'Torah. It's great the day that we see the Geshem, the rain, we see the Yad Hashem, as great as the day that Hashem gave us the Torah. Just like we saw when Hashem gave us the Torah, everybody saw clearly it's coming down from Hashem Misinai. The same thing when Geshem comes down, rain also, we see it comes from Hashem. Shenem and Apostle says, Nazinu Yerav Kamoto Likhi, like my Lekach, my Torah should come down like rain. V'yein lekech el ha-Torah, lekech always means Torah. So it's possible to say that Torah is doyma to rain. Shenem ha-Pasuk says, ki lekech toiv nasati lochem, Torah se'yal tazoivu. Kosh Baruch gave us a good, a lekech, a good buying, the Torah is Hashem's good buying, good sale. So mail here also, yarov kamot ha-likhi means my Torah is going to come down like rain. So you see, rain and Torah is the same gdula, it's the same greatness. Rav says, no, yoisem yoyim shenitnu ba-Torah. The inyan of the Geshem, when Geshem comes down, that we see, it comes from Hashem, we see the greatness of Hashem, is even greater than what happened b'shas nesinas ha-Torah. Shenem and the Pasuk says, Yarov kamot ha-likhi. True, the Torah comes down like rain. Is mi notla b'mi? Who is totally and who? Have yoyim kota nitla b'godol? The smaller one is doima, is a moshel to the big one. Is that here, Yarov kamot ha-likhi? My Torah is going to come down like rain. Mashma, rain is greater. So it says the Torah is like rain. So you always say the smaller one like the bigger one. So therefore, Yarov Kamota Likhi means my Torah is going to come down like rain. Rain is the greater. Rova Romi, Rova Esther Fastira. Yeah, Rova Romi, Rova Esther Fastira. Siv, one pasuk says, Yarov Kamota Likhi, that my Torah is going to come down like rain. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Tiza Katalim Rossi. No, my Imros also means the words of Hashem, the Torah, will come down like Tal, like Dew. So will it come down like rain, and will it come down like Dew? It's a stira. So, it works like this. Im Talmud Chochem Hoigunu, if the person that's learning Torah, the Talmud Chochem is Hoigun, means does mitzvahs, acts like a mensch, is Katal. It will be good for him like Dew. V'yim lav, if he's not a hogun, he doesn't have good midas, he does bad things, even though he's learning Torah, is arafuhu kamotor. It will like kill him, like hard rain. Because it won't be good for you. Rashi ksiv tizak atal the mashma nachas. Mashma comes down nice and easy. And yarav kamoto likhi, yarav means come down very strong. So Rashi afeo kamoto hogu. A mamish like will kill him. And Tanya, yeah. And some learn it out from Egla Rufa, the Lashon here, we'll soon see, of Arfu, means Lashon of Egla Rufa. In other words, if you learn Torah, but you have bad midas, you're not nice, tell Mamo the Torah could kill you. Tanya Hoy Rebbe Noy Yoimer. Rebbe Noy used to say like this, Kol Oisek Ba Torah L'Shmo. Whoever learns Torah L'Shmo, Rashi says, L'Shmo, Mishum Kashet Tivani Hashem Olakai. The reason why you're learning Torah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to learn Torah. That's called L'Shmo. For Loi Kedei L'Koros Rebbe. You're not learning Stam to be called a Rebbe. That's called Shloi L'Shmo. L'Shmo, Rashi says clearly here, L'Shmo means you're learning purely because that's what Hashem told me to do. That's it. This is what the Nefesh Chaim speaks about. Chaim Elojna, he had a machlokes him and the Chassidim. Chassidim amol taina L'Shmo means you have to have big inyonim, hecher inyonim, and think about what's doing in Shemayim. L'Shmo means big, big machshavas. And you say, Rabbi Chaim Elojna, Talmud from the Gura, not like that. L'Shmo means b'ol mitzvah. L'Shmo means you have to do it simply because that's what Hashem is telling us to do. That's called L'Shmo. We're learning Torah because Hashem told us to learn. That's why we're learning Torah. That's what Rashi says here. L'Shmo is not big hecher in yonim. L'Shmo just means you're doing it because that's kasher tivani Hashem. I'm doing what Hashem told me to do it. That's called I'm learning Torah L'Shmo. And Shlo L'Shmo means you're not doing what Hashem told you, but you want to be called a Rebbe. You want to be called a Rav. You want to be a rabbi. That's no good. I mean, you learn Torah L'Shmo, you could be a rabbi also. I mean, the only reason why you're learning is just because you want to be called a rabbi, that's no good. Is Kolosim Torah L'Shmo, is Torah Soy Nasus Le'Sam Chaim. Then the learning of the Torah will be a medicine of Chaim, will keep you alive, will be good for you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Eitz Chaim Mila Machazikim Bo. Torah is called an Eitz Chaim, a tree of life, the Machazikim Bo. Here the Gemara is going of people that learn Torah Mamish. Other places, the Gemara dash in this pasuk of Poshid, the machzikim bo, that's Yisachin Zvulin. The people that support people of learning Torah, the machzikim of Torah, the people that support Torah, for them will also be an Eitz Chaim. For Yoyim, the pasuk says, Refuah Stila Serecha, that the Torah will be like a refuah, a healing for your basar, for your flesh. In other words, Torah will heal you. For Yoyim, the pasuk also says, Ki Moitzo Motza Chaim, whoever finds Torah finds life. By learning Torah L'Shmo the right way, it's only to make you live. A better life will give you Chayim. Now, Shenkein, the Choloisek for Torah Shlo L'Shmo. If people learn Torah not because Hashem told them to, but for other purposes, time they want to be called a Rebbe, is Nasis Loisam Hamovis. Then learning Torah will end up to kill you. It'll be like poison. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yarov Kamoto Likhi, that my Torah will come down sometimes very, very strong, like Yarov. V'yein Arif El Harigam. Arifa means lashon of chopping off your head of hariga. Shenem the pasuk says we arfu shom es egla es agola benachal. The name of egla rufa. If you find a mace, somebody was killed outside the city. You don't know who did it. So the people of the city have to bring an egla rufa. You take the egla and you chop off its head. That's called arfu. You chop off its head. So here also, if you learn Torah shler lishmo, it's amol could be a sam mavis, be something to kill you. Omale Reb Yirmiyahu Reb Zeira. Leisi Mar Lisni. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu told the Zera, please come and teach us something. Omalei said back, Cholashni boy, I have a heart condition right now. I feel very sick. I can't teach you anything. I can't learn right now. So he says, okay, good. You can't give a shir, a hard shir. Okay, not prepared. It's hard for you. Say over a story. Say something easy. Give us a drosha. Agarata. Omalei said like this. Something easy you could say. So Omalei, Hochi Yom Rabbi Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yechanan told me. Said, my dichsev. What did the pasuk say? Ki Adam Eitz Hasada. A person is like a tree in the field. For the Gemara v'chi Adam Eitz Hasada, who is a person a tree in the field? Ela Mishum dichsev, because the pasuk says, Ki Mimeno Soichel. You should eat from the tree. V'yosel Sichras. You should not cut down the tree. That's one pasuk. Mashmo what? Leave the tree growing that has fruits. And just eat the fruits, don't cut down the tree. Huxiv Natas Pasik says, Oisoi Sashkis Vakaris. No, another Pasik says you should destroy the tree. Chop down the tree and destroy the tree. So it's a steer in the Psukim. So Rashi says before, Rashi says, V'chiyodim Eitasoda is a person, a tree. Ella, what the Gemara means to say is, Makish Odom Leitz. The Pasik means to say, we make a mussel of a person to a tree. Hasoda. That my Rashi says, my eats hasoda. It makes Michael who, if the tree gives off fruits, if it's a fruit tree, you have to eat the fruits, There's a lot of hatera about tashkis, and now I want to cut down a tree. If you have a tree on top of your sukkah and it has fruits there, it's a shalik, you're allowed to cut down the leaves. One eighth of the tell you, they say it's supposed to tell a guy to do it for you. You shouldn't do it. If you have an apple tree or an orange tree, I have in my backyard, you have an avocado tree. If it's growing over your sukkah, so it's a shalik, you're allowed to cut down a big branch of it. You'd be mashkis the tree, but for if it has fruits on it right now. A couple of their fruits there, though, there's a live, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Is kach tamid chachamim? Im hoginu mimenu. If he's learning Torah, he's a nice person doing the shmo. Is toicha means limur himenu, learn from him. He like eat his fruits. V'im lav. If he's not a person that has good midas, if he does things bad, is oisai sashkis means sur meyolov. Go away from him. That's why I did what the Gemara says. So according to Steve, when the psukim one pasuk says an eats a tree that has fruits, eat from it. Another pasuk says no, you let it chop it down. Well, Kate said, how does it come out like this? The pasuk means to say that kiyodem eitz hasod, the person is zayim to a tree. There are two types of trees. Im talmid chacham hogin hu. If the talmid chacham is a person that learns Torah and he has good midas, he does good things, is mimenu toichal. V'yoysel le'sichrois. Eat from his fruits, learn from him, and don't go away from him. V'im lav. If he's not a person that's hogin, he doesn't have good midas, he doesn't do nice things. Oysel sashkes v'koras. Stay away from him. Don't learn from him. Omer Rabbi Choma. Omer Rabbi Chanina. My dechsev, what does the pasuk say? Barzel b'barzel yachad. That two ayins come together. What does it mean? The ayin and ayin comes together? Is loy maluch, comes to teach us. Mar barzel zeh. Just like metal ayin, echad mechadet eschaberu. If you want to sharpen a knife, you take one metal and rub it against another metal, and you sharpen the two metals. That's the way you can sharpen. Rub metal against metal and you'll sharpen it. Is av shnei tamid chachamim. The same thing when you have two tamid chachamim. When they're learning together, is mechadadin zeh zeh balocha. They sharpen one another's mind. He asks a question, he answers, he asks back. That's the way you sharpen one another's mind. You learn two people together. Toma rabba barbachona. Loma nimshlu divrei Torah keish. Why is the Torah daima to fire? Shenem at the Pasuk says, haloikoi devorai keish num Hashem. My words, my Torah is like fire. Loima comes to teach us. Ma eish, just like fire. And a doylek yichidi doesn't light by itself. Is af divrei Torah miskayama b'yichidi. Because you only have one small fire, you'll go out right away. The fire doesn't stay too long. Because you make a big fire, you can't just have one small piece. It won't light, it won't stay long. If you want to make a nice fire, you have to have two or three pieces together. The same thing, when you want the Torah to stay, you have to learn two or three people together. Is ein divrei af divrei Torah ein miskayamim b'yachid. It doesn't stay a person learning by himself. And behind the Yom Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, my dechsev, what does the pasuk say? Cherev al abadim, it's like a sword over abadim. The people stay alone, stay by themselves. Ve'noyalu, and they'll become foolish. That means cherev, it's like a sword al seneim shaltamid chachamim on the people like that hate the talmid chachamim. Shoyskin bad bidbad b'tera. They don't like to learn together in yeshiva or talmid chachamim. They want to learn by themselves. That's no good. That's called cherev al abadim. For loyoy, not only this, ela shematavshim, they become foolish. Shenema v'noyelu, says here, noyelu means they become foolish. For loyoy, not only do they become foolish, in other words, learning by themselves, they make mistakes, and they come to learn the wrong pshat, and v'loyoy, ela shechaitim, they come to do averus. So the first one said that as man is there, it depends on what stage you are. That avadi, after you learn in yeshiva, people learn by themselves. I mean, people learn home by themselves. The Zayvazman is there, since we have already Svarim, we have Achreinim, we have Rishonim, it's not really cool learning yourself. You can't go too much off the track. Like you're learning, you see what Rashi says, what Tosfos says, Mashor says, what Achreinim, they help you along. See, if you're learning yourself, you don't have this klal of the Gemara. Here the Gemara means you have practically no help. You're learning pure the Gemara by itself, just from the Gemara, and you think you know the Pshat, that's no good. But the Zman is there, that we have a lot of Svarim helping us, so it depends. Like if you don't know how to learn it all yet, so you can't learn the Svarim either. Then you can come to learn wrong pshat, that's no good. But if you're not learning a little bit already, and then you understand the svarim, if you learn with svarim, it's not so bad. Here is good learning without svarim, mamish by yourself, you'll come to be foolish and learn wrong pshat, and you come to do chatoim. Ksiv hoch, here the pasuk says, v'no'alu. Or ksiv hosom, another pasuk says, asher no'al no v'asher chotonu. You see, from foolishness means, you come to do averis. You come to learn wrong pshat, you won't know the real mitzvahs, and you'll become to do averis. That's called asher no'al no v'asher chotonu. The boy is saying another pasuk is mehocha. Noyalu sorei tsoyin vihisu es mitzrayim. No, they became foolish and they made mitzrayim do mistakes. They turned them off the wrong track. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Lo monim shlo divrei Torah keitz. Why is Torah doma to wood? Shenemar the pasuk says, Eitz chayim milo machazikim bo. Torah is the tree of life. To the people that are machzik, you know, the famous moshul they say, machzikim bo, it's a moshul of somebody's, the chayim v'loshna's moshul, if somebody's drowning in the ocean, and somebody throws you a stick, and you grab onto the stick, that keeps you above. That's doma. In this world, everybody's drowning. If you grab onto the Torah, that's a tchayim mila mazikim bo. It keeps you alive. It pushes you right. You grab onto Torah. You learn Torah. That's what holds you up in this world. Keeps you alive. So it says Torah is daima to wood. Leim lof to teach us. Ma eitz, just like wood. Koton madlik is a godum. From a small match, you could light a big wood. Izav talmid chachomim. Ketanim mechadidin et agdolim. The young talmidim make the Rebbe smart. Fahainal diyom Rebbe Chanina. This is what Rebbe Chanina said. You know, I learned a lot from my Rebbe. When I was in yeshiva, I learned a lot from my Rebbe. When I went to Beis Medrash already, Yosem Rabbeisai. When I started to learn Bechavusa with their partner, I learned more than what I learned from my Rebbe. And then when I got even greater, when I came to be a Rebbe and I learned with my Talmidim, Yosem Mikulam. For my Talmidim, I learned more than everybody else. In other words, then your Talmidim, they ask you questions, and you have to think to make sure you give a good answer. You can't fool them so much. That's Mechadadin. So the young ones make the big ones, the big ones sharp. We have the Chanina about Papa Rum. Yes, of a Stirak. See if one pasuk says, Likras Tzomei Soyev Mayim. That the person that's thirsty should go to water. Likras Tzomei, a person, in front of a person that's thirsty, he Soyev Mayim. Mayim, water will come to him. Well, another pasuk says, if you're thirsty, go to water. So one pasuk says, if you're thirsty, the water will come to you. And then the pasuk says, no, you should go to the water. It means like this, in Talmud Hogamu Likras, Somi Somaim. If the person is a Talmud Chacham, then you should go to learn from him. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, then called Somi Lechulamayim. If he's not a Talmud Hogim, like then you have to go, it won't come to you. He writes like this, hey, in Talmud, Hogun, Sheroitzel Lilmoid Mimach, if you have a Talmud that wants to learn from you, Mitzvah Larav Leilach Etzlebim Koimit, your son, the Rebbe has the chiyuv to go to the Talmud's place to learn with the Talmud. If you have a Talmud that really wants to learn, the Rebbe should go to him. V'yimlav, if the Talmud is not so enthused about it, yeluchu etz l'rav, the Sant Rash learns. Then the Talmud has to go to the Rav. The Rav, the Rebbe does not go after the Talmud. But if the Talmud is a very sincere Talmud that wants to learn, then it's in you for the Rebbe and more to go to the Talmud. Rebbe Chanina bar Choma Rami, he has to feel like this. K'siv yefoitzu ma'inasech chutzah. Your minus, your will should spread out outside. Another pasuk says, "Yiyulachol avad chaloni be for you." It won't spread out. Means like this in Talmud Hogim Hu. If it's a good Talmud Chacham, has good midas, you fight some and a second chutzpa. People will learn from him, and he should go out and teach to other people. V'yimlav yiyulachol avadcha. Trash v'yimlav v'yein lezarim itcha. Nobody else should be with you. V'yom rebechanina baridi. Lama nimshlo divrei Torah l'mayim. Why is Torah doma to water? The Yassir the Pasuk says, Hoy called some Malachulamayim. Whoever is thirsty, come to water. And it means there, it means whoever is thirsty means you should go learn Torah. So why is Torah a mushal to water? Loimla, come to teach us. Ma mayim, just like water. Manichim makim gevoyev hochel makim mamuch. It leaves the high mountains and comes down to the valley of the water. Is daf divrei Torah. E miskayomim elebemisha daita shvela. Torah only stays with a person that's a big honor of a humble person that makes his das humble. The Yomar Rabbi Yoshia, Loma Nimshlo Divrei Torah L'Shloish Shemashkin. Torah Amol Psukim is doing with the three different types of liquids. Halolu, v'mayim, uv'yayin, v'cholub. It's doing with sometimes to water, to milk, and to wine. The Yassir, the Pasuk says, Hoy Kotso Moluchula Mayim. One Pasuk, whoever's thirsty, whoever you want to learn Torah, go to the water. Uchsiv, another Pasuk says, L'chu Shivru v'ichlu, v'lechu Shivru, v'lechesav, l'mechir, yayin, v'cholub. And this Pasuk also tells him, if you want to go buy things, buy like wine and milk, we're talking about learning Torah. Go learn the Torah as a daima to milk and wine. So why is Torah daima to these three? Leimna, come to teach us. Mash loisha mashkin alolu. Just like these three type of liquids, and miskayomim elapacha shabakedim. You know what type of a kli is good to store wine in a wooden barrel, in the posture of the kelim. If you have a silver barrel, it's no good for the milk. It's no good for the wine, it's no good for the water. Only in the pochus, in the cheapest kalim, in the wooden kalim, that's what's good to store it in. It's the same thing as divrei Torah miskayom melamisha daita shvela. Divrei Torah is only the kind people that keep themselves humble. Kidi amrilei brate de kaiser, like the daughters of the king told the Rebbe Yeshua ben Chanina.
the brata, the daughter of the case of the king, said to Bishur Bechnina, Ichochma Mufurara Vekli Mechur. Vayzeh, Bishur Bechnina was very ugly. He didn't look nice, didn't have a nice appearance. So when the daughter saw him, the daughter of the king said to him, if you're such a big Talmud Chochem, how come you're so ugly? Hey, Ichochma Mufurara, if you're so smart, Vekli Mechur, you're so ugly, how could it be? How could Hashem make it like that? How could you be so ugly? Is Omalah, so he saw Rabbi Yeshua said back to her, Avicha, your big father, the king, Romi Charma Bamani the Pachra, does he put his wine in the cheap barrels, in the wooden barrels? Omrelei, Ela Bamai, so like you were saying back, look, your father also used cheap, ugly things. Your father keeps the wine in wooden kalim. So she said to him, Omrelei, Ela Bamai, near me? What else? Where else should we put the wine? Omalos of Yeshua said to her, Also Nachshavu, so you're the big king's people here. Roman Bamani to the Hub of the Kasper. Why don't you store your wine in big golden barrels, in silver barrels that look nice? Is Oslo, so she listened, hey, you taka right? Oslo, so she went, Vyomalavu, she told her father, Nachachachamir, Ram Yelacham Rabamani, the Haba, let's go put the wine in golden barrels, the Kasper, in silver barrels. So the father listened. Vitokov, and right away the wine got spoiled. Not a day or two, it was no more wine, it was vinegar. Is also v'yomrule. So, omrule labrate. So they told the king what happened here. Is omrule labrate, so the king called the daughter and said to the daughter, man omrule chuhachi, who told you this advice? Who gave you such advice? I should put all my wine in the golden kalim and she gets spoiled. Is omrule yabishua. Ben Chanina, she said, this rav here, Yeshua ben Chanina, he told me to say to her. Is kirua, call him to me. Is omrule, so they called him to the king. Amaya Matala. So the king asked him, Yeshua Mechlina, why did you tell my daughter to do such a stupid thing for him? To put the wine in golden kalim. So, Omrala, Hochi Amai Omartala Hochi, Omaleki Hecha the Omrali, Omrala. The same way she said to me, I said back to her. She said, I'm very ugly. So I told her, you know, you also use ugly things. You use things in kalim. If you don't like ugly things, so you should use the golden things also. So Kitzi answered him back good, that sometimes you see that even though it's an ugly thing, it's miskayim, it keeps it good. So Amol, even if it's ugly though, it has nothing to do with the Torah. It's like daimut yayin. That's the mashal of Torah, is daimut yayin, mayim, and cholub. That you don't have to be so beautiful on the outside, you have to be mishtam, you have to be inside, you have to be hogan. Inside, you have to have a baal midas, you have to be a talmid chacham. For the Gemara, I have ikra shapira the gemiri. So according to Yeshua, mashma now that it's an inyan to be ugly. If you're ugly, you'd be a big talmid chacham. But if you look nice, it's not a good school to be a Talmud Chacham. So Gemara asks, I sometimes do a Talmud Chacham that look very nice. That Yechonin, it says, Mamash, there are 10 people, there are Shufra, Me'en Yerushalayim, when Yechonin died, his people, Mamash, were very, very beautiful. So I, you see, you have Talmud Chacham, they're very, very nice. Ha'ik, Shapiro, there are nice people, the Gemiri, that learned well also. So he answered back like this. He have a Sani, Tvei, have a Gemiri. If those people would have been ugly, they